Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urges global leaders to join Tel Aviv and Washington in confronting Tehran. Iran says missile attacks in southern Israel was in response to attack on its Natanz nuclear facility. Pakistan ranks first on global terrorism index with 6% rise in deaths. Ukrainian and US delegations discuss key issues and next steps in Russia-Ukraine peace talks in Florida. 12 people killed after train collides with bus at Kumila in Bangladesh. And in squash, defending champion Anahat Singh wins women's singles title at Indian Open in Mumbai. Abhay Singh clinches men's singles title. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today urged global leaders to join Israel and the United States in confronting Iran, saying recent missile attacks show Tehran poses a wider global threat. Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks came after Iran fired missiles at Arad and Dimona in southern Israel yesterday, injuring more than 100 people and damaging residential areas. The target of the Iranian attack was a nuclear facility 13 kilometers away from the town of Dimona. Israeli Prime Minister visited a strike site in Arad today. Talking to reporters later, Mr. Netanyahu accused Iran of targeting civilian areas and sites in Jerusalem, including the Western Wall, Church of the Holy Sepulchre and Al-Aqsa Mosque. Iran said the strikes targeted strategic sites and came in response to an attack on its Natanz nuclear facility, which Iran blamed on a joint US-Israeli operation, an allegation Israel denies. It has warned of irreversible damage to regional infrastructure if power plants attacked. Meanwhile, Israel launched a wave of strikes on Tehran overnight and Iran has retaliated with missiles. More from our correspondent.
In Tehran, the tone is defiant and the threats are escalating. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps announced the 74th wave of its Operation True Promise, describing it as involving super-heavy missiles and claiming strikes on military and security targets in Israel. Iran's parliament speaker went further on social media, warning that if Iranian power plants are attacked, the critical infrastructure, energy infrastructure and oil facilities throughout the region will be considered legitimate targets and will be destroyed in an irreversible manner, and the price of oil will remain high for a long time. Meanwhile, Iran's ambassador to the United Kingdom and permanent representative to the International Maritime Organization said that the strait will remain open to all nations except for Iran's enemies and that the safe passage is possible once necessary security arrangements with Tehran are made. Vinod Kumar for World News, Dubai.
Meanwhile, a nuclear-powered British submarine, the HMS Anson, has reportedly arrived in the Arabian Sea amid the ongoing conflict in the West Asia. According to media reports, the vessel departed from the Australian city of Perth on the 6th of this month and is now positioning itself strategically in the northern part of the sea. The arrival of the vessel also coincides with significant political decisions in London, where the United Kingdom has approved expanded access for the United States to use British military bases. Japan's Foreign Minister Toshimitsu Motegi has indicated that Tokyo may consider deploying its self-defense forces for minesweeping operations in the Strait of Hormuz, but only if a ceasefire is reached in the ongoing conflict involving Iran, US and Israel. Speaking on a television program, Mr. Toshimitsu said Japan's minesweeping technology is among the best in the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigating measures in the context of ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi said the conflict is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form. He said in such a situation, all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of this conflict. The Prime Minister instructed that all arms of government should work together to ensure least inconvenience to the citizens. The Prime Minister directed for creation of a group of ministers and secretaries to work dedicatedly in a whole-of-government approach. The meeting also made a detailed assessment of availability for critical needs of the common man, including food, energy and fuel security. In Qatar, 6 people were killed in a helicopter crash in the country's territorial waters. The Interior Ministry said that 6 bodies have been recovered so far, while search operations continue for the last missing person. The Defence Ministry stated that the helicopter went down after suffering a technical malfunction during a routine mission. This is Akashvani. You are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Pakistan has been ranked number 1 on the Global Terrorism Index for the first time, following a 6% increase in terrorism-related fatalities last year. According to the Global Terrorism Index 2026, published by the Institute of Economics and Peace, IEP, deaths from terrorism in Pakistan are now at its highest level since 2013, with the country recording 1,139 terrorism deaths and 1,045 incidents in 2025, highlighting a deteriorating security landscape. A report.
The Global Terrorism Index 2026, which assesses the impact of terrorism across 163 countries, noted that Pakistan's strained relations with its neighbors, particularly Afghanistan, alongside escalating violence in the country, have created significant security risks. 2025 marked the 6th consecutive year of rising terrorism deaths in Pakistan. Furthermore, the country experienced a massive spike in hostage taking, with the number of victims jumping from 101 in 2024 to 655 in 2025. This surge was largely driven by the Jafar Express attack, where 442 individuals were taken hostage. On the global stage, Pakistan now sits alongside Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Niger and the Democratic Republic of Congo as one of the 5 nations where nearly 70% of all global terrorism deaths occur. This latest ranking follows a second place finish in 2025, confirming a steady and violent decline in the country's stability. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Ukrainian and US delegations discussed key issues and next steps on settling the Russia-Ukraine conflict during fresh talks held in Florida yesterday. Secretary of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, Rustam Umerov, said discussions focused on coordinating approaches for practical results. Mr. Umerov said outcomes of the first day were reported to President Volodymyr Zelensky, who said talks will continue today, focusing on assessing Russia's readiness to end the conflict. In Bangladesh, at least 12 people were killed and several others injured after a train collided with a passenger bus at a railway-level crossing in Kumila today. The accident took place at Padua Bazar, crossing in Kumila along the busy Dhaka-Chattogram highway, when a Dhaka-bound train struck a bus that had entered the tracks. Rescue teams comprising police, fire service, army personnel and Red Crescent members carried out operations at the scene following the crash. The injured were rushed to Kumila Medical College Hospital. Train movement on the Dhaka-Chattogram route remained suspended for about 3 hours. In squash, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh won the women's singles title, while Abhay Singh clinched the men's singles at the Indian Open in Mumbai this evening. In women's singles final, Anahat defeated second seed Egyptian player Hana Muataz 3-1 to retain her title. Ms. Singh delivered a dominant performance across the week-long event, dropping only one game in the entire tournament. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urges global leaders to join Tel Aviv and Washington in confronting Tehran. Iran says missile attacks in southern Israel was in response to attack on its Natanz nuclear facility. Pakistan ranks first in Global Terrorism Index with 6% rise in deaths. Ukrainian and US delegations discuss key issues and next steps in Russia-Ukraine peace talks in Florida. 12 people killed after train collides with bus at Kumila in Bangladesh. And in squash, defending champion Anahat Singh wins women's singles title at Indian Open in Mumbai. Abhay Singh clinches men's singles title. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.